Richard Blessing has been called crazy and a nut. Sometimes the comments come from his admirers, who at least respect Blessing's perseverance. The evangelical Christian preacher has walked more than 60,000 kilometers with a 3.5-meter cross on his back. The journey has taken Blessing to scores of war zones and led to encounters with noted figures, from Pope John Paul II to the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Blessing began his career as a youth minister on Hollywood's Sunset Strip, was the center of the 1960s counterculture. He ran a Christian coffee house adorned with a large cross and says he came to understand the power of the symbol. He began carrying the cross on the streets of Hollywood and felt a calling to take it across the country.
And so, Christmas 1969, I put the cross on my shoulder and started walking from L.A. to New York, down to Washington. And that actually began a journey that was to continue from the time I made the cross until I finished. It was a 40-year journey.
Blessing says he has walked through 315 nations, island groups, and territories. He was arrested 2 dozen times and passed 2 scores of war zones. He surmounted obstacles to get into closed countries, receiving permission to visit North Korea in 1998, bringing sections of a cross in his luggage. A decade earlier, he took the cross into Saudi Arabia, crossing the border briefly in the middle of the desert from the United Arab Emirates. Blessing, who has made the journey in segments, was often accompanied on the trip by his wife and some of his 7 children. Blessing says that by and large, people have welcomed him.
The world has been open all over the world. I mean, I've carried the cross to Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Somalia.
And the list goes on. Blessing has braved the elements and said he once escaped the Mexican firing squad in war-torn Nicaragua.
I mean, it is a miracle that I'm still alive today, and that my wife is alive, and that my children, 7 children, we've been in wars, we've been in battlefields, and I have carried the cross publicly.
Blessing's unlikely story is told in a film called The Cross, which is made up of newsreel footage, personal videos, and dramatic reenactments. Matt Crouch, the filmmaker who produces feature pictures with religious scenes, directed the film about Blessing's pilgrimage. Crouch's parents founded the Evangelical Christian Trinity Broadcast Network, a worldwide network based in California. The family has known Blessing for years, and Crouch says he realized the story could reach a wider audience.
What's interesting about this story is that someone would have the confidence to listen to that inner voice that would say, go from here to here, and he would enter a country sometimes with $50 in his pocket before cell phones and know he was going to be there for 3 months. You've got to have some serious confidence in what you're doing to think that you could even survive that.
Blessing now lives in Colorado. He returned to Hollywood, the place where his travels started, for the opening of the film at the famous Grauman's Chinese Theater, March 24th. He says his 4-decade journey has come full circle.
I've walked in the markets of the world, and walked in the deserts and the jungles, and I've walked through the big cities and through the traffic, and now it's actually a walk into Hollywood.
The itinerant evangelist says many people he has met have not fully understood him, but have welcomed him all the same.
They know this is about God, and even though many times the religion may be different, whether it's Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, or whatever, the people have had great respect. Well, this man is putting his life on the line. He's walking here with us, has a smile on his face.
The cross opens March 27th to 200 theaters around the United States. Producer-director Crouch thinks it should appeal to international audiences. He notes the story about an unusual pilgrim was 40 years in the making and was filmed in every country in the world. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.